Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Michigan should close things down to help address surging coronavirus infections. Dr. Rochelle Walensky's statement yesterday comes as Governor Gretchen Whitmer instead urges people to voluntarily restrict certain activities. Whitmer wants the federal government to send additional doses to the state, but the administration of President Joe Biden has stuck with allocating proportionally by population. Walensky says shutting things down would help flatten the curve, but Whitmer says this surge is different because of vaccines. More than 2 million Michiganders are fully vaccinated for COVID-19, and now a focus is ensuring that people who are homebound are also able to get the vaccine. Mary Sherman reports.
Roughly 100,000 Michiganders are considered homebound and might have mobility issues or lack transportation. Mark Hornbeck with AARP Michigan says many are older adults who are at increased risk of severe illness should they contract COVID-19.
It's important that everybody has an opportunity to get vaccinated. The supplies of vaccine have opened up. Now the issue is getting to those people who desire to get vaccinated but are just difficult to reach.
Counties are taking varying approaches to reaching their homebound residents. So Hornbeck says local health departments are the best source of information about vaccine access. Contact information is online at aarp.org/mivaccine. Mary Sherman reporting.
Carts full of supplies making their way to those in need could look a bit emptier soon. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to override Governor Tony Evers' public health emergency means the state will no longer get an estimated $50 million per month in food aid. That's because the public health emergency allowed the state to access increased federal funding, which helped more than a quarter million households. But Tina Steedman is the volunteer coordinator at the Neighbor's Place in Wausau. She says this will have a big impact on some families whose benefits will significantly drop.
It's going to make a difference in how people react to that, because all of a sudden they're going to go from having max benefits, which is maybe $700 a month, down to, you know, maybe $100, whatever their family qualifies for. So it's going to have a huge impact and not a lot of warning.
Steedman says without that extra money, some people will have to focus their resources entirely on food instead of on other necessities.
So there's all these other factors, too, with the cost of things. I mean, gas has gone up, diapers are going up, you know, food costs are high, and then you lose your benefits. So it's an issue. It's a huge issue.
In February, over 700,000 people in Wisconsin received assistance through FoodShare. For those who need food assistance, more information on how to apply can be found on the Department of Health Services website. Audio from this story is courtesy of WAOW. Health experts in Wisconsin are concerned about the growing impact of climate change. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares the impact some health professionals are already seeing in their patients because of it.
Clean air, safe drinking water, and secure shelter can all impact a person's health. They're also all threatened by climate change. Beyond that, it's the impacts we don't know that have some medical experts in Wisconsin worried.
Because even folks that are, you know, in our field or are scientists, they don't often know the links between climate and health. It's one of those things that's a global problem that has local consequences.
That's Dr. Chiransi Mukuratipai. He's an ophthalmologist and part of Wisconsin Health Professionals for Climate Action. Mukuratipai was one of several health professionals that spoke at a panel to raise awareness about the connection between our health and the Earth's rapidly changing climate. They all come from different medical backgrounds, but spoke to the impacts they're seeing.
The human eye is a tiny organ that's 6 cubic centimeters of volume, and we're putting it in an oven.
Dr. Pamela Guthman spoke to the increase in asthma-related ER visits she's seen and will likely continue to see as our air quality worsens.
Think about seeing your loved ones suffer from asthma and having them have air hunger. And the way I describe air hunger is when you start to see them turn blue, where they become blue and cyanotic around the outside of their lips because of the lack of oxygen, and you see them gasping for air.
Dr. Andrew Lewandowski shared the heartache of seeing babies born premature and all the complications that come with it.
Well, you know, there's no lab test that I'm going to do that's going to show that climate change is in that child, or no chest x-ray that's going to prove climate change. But what we know from our population health studies is that air pollution and extreme heat, for example, increase preterm birth.
They all agree that it will take everyone working together to make strides to fight climate change. That's why even as medical professionals, they support actions like President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan to address climate change.
When it comes to action at the federal, state, and individual levels, it's absolutely important to recognize that the shift that we're seeing that supports a clean energy economy is crucial because our lives, our neighbors' lives, and especially the lives of our children literally depend on it.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
And I'm Erin Gatzacker reporting.